having coffee with my friends in my activewear.
Activewear, activewear.
Going to the movies in my activewear.
Activewear, activewear.
Get a manicure in my activewear.
Activewear.
A hotel in New Zealand has done what many others may have only dreamt of. It has banned Lycra. That's right, a ban on Lycra. Amy Grice is one of the owners of the Plough Hotel in Rangiora. Amy, why have you decided to implement this ban on Lycra cycling shorts? How did this start?
It started a long, long time ago at another cafe that we previously owned, and it started from a very, very large man in some very, very tiny shorts, and that was the day that we decided to have a new policy on the way we looked at things.
What's wrong? What was wrong with this large man in his tiny shorts? He was just wearing some shorts. What was your problem with it?
He was wearing some shorts, but he was large in more than one place, my dear.
So what was the issue that you felt like you could see? I'm trying to be diplomatic. This is a national radio program.
We've been in the hospitality business, all of us, for over 40 years. And, I mean, we've got some certain views on what people should and shouldn't. Not wear.
I know for a lot of cafe owners, it's not just about the lycra, it's about the hygiene. Is that a factor for you?
For me, I mean, I don't mind if you wear cycling gear whatsoever, but cycling gear is made to cycle with, not necessarily go out and dine with. So, I mean, we're not against cyclists at all, don't get us wrong. You know, we think, you know, healthy living and all that's good, but, you know, there's certain things when it comes to hygiene, you know, maybe you should go home and have a shower and, you know, put some pants on and then maybe go out for a coffee and something to eat. You know, I wouldn't go to the gym, work out for 2 hours and decide to go out for a coffee, so I don't think cycling on a bike is any different.
So I'm wondering if there are now divisions in your town between, you know, the pro-Lycra people and those who are anti-Lycra.
I mean, there's always going to be pro-Lycra people and there's always going to be people against it. You know, I don't think there's made much of a difference. You know, since we've sparked up, there's a lot of places out here willing to accept those wearing the lycra and coming for their coffees. So, you know, we'd like to stick with our clientele, our locals that we've got at the moment, which most of them, trust me, don't go out cycling.
So have you become a bit of a lycra-free sanctuary? I'd imagine you have a lot of happy non-cyclist customers because there is quite a strong group of people who, for some reason, are really offended by lycra.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it goes back to the general hygiene and the general smell, you know. It's not so appetising. When you do go out for a breakfast or a lunch yourself and you've just had someone on, you know, a big long ride and they're sitting next to you perspiring in their lovely Lycra gear. And, you know, for cafe workers and such, you know, I've been in the industry a long time and there's nothing worse than having to wipe down a sweaty seat so someone else can sit there to enjoy their breakfast. So, you know, I think a lot of people feel strongly about this. I think, you know, both ways, obviously. We're quite happy with the point that we're making and we'll just go from it there.
So you were getting complaints? You say it was partly your decision, but were you getting other people who were irritated by it as well?
People aren't shy out here in Rangiora, so, you know, they speak their mind. They don't want to see budgie smugglers, you know, while they're trying to enjoy themselves. So, you know, people have spoken their mind to us. This is probably more our decision than theirs. But, you know, people always talk. But, I mean, it's, you know, they'll have their own opinions of anything when it's skin-tight clothing. So, you know, not all clothing is appropriate at some time.
What do you say to people who say you're being discriminatory? I mean, this is just that these people are covered. They're wearing black lycra shorts.
Back to being a dress code, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, it's our business. And, you know, we don't make many rules down here. We let people have a really good time. And I think for us, you know, I have a few, you know, other particular members of society that a lot of people wouldn't be happy with, but they respect me and, you know, they wouldn't necessarily wear their patches or their club gears in here, and I think that's just out of respect for the owner. So I'm hoping that people will have the same way when it comes to the lycra. And we have hung up on our coat rack. We have got a spare pair of pants and a couple of pairs. So, you know, if you do come in your lycra, and you know, we may do what we do and ask you to politely put on a free pair of jeans.
Have you done that before? Said here's a pair of jeans. Get them on.
We haven't done it yet, but, I mean, they're hanging there ready and waiting for the first person that wants to put them on for us. But as I said, you know, I mean, if you're going to come down here in your lycra, I mean, we're never going to kick anyone out. We're never going to be rude to you, you know. We love what we do, and we think that, you know, if you're proud of what you're wearing and you want to wear it down here and you don't mind us having a bit of a joke and a bit of a laugh with you, then by all means, you know, wear your lycra down here and you know, have a bit of fun with us. We're okay with that.
And do you think you might set an example for other cafes in New Zealand, of course, but around the world, even here in Australia, where I'm sure some cafe owners are listening right now?
Yeah, oh, I guarantee they are. And, you know, it comes down to the individual person and the person that owns the place. But, you know, I keep going back to the dress code, and I don't think we've done anything too unusual. You know, we don't allow gang insignia or people to wear their hoodies up in here, but we allow kids to wear their muddy rugby boots in and their workers to wear their hi-vis and their work boots in. And, you know, that's just the way we roll down here. So we're okay with it. And if you're not, then we're not the pub for you.
There's other pubs. Amy, thank you so much for your time.
All good. All good.
And that's Amy Grice. She's one of the owners of the Plough Hotel in Rangiora in New Zealand. You're listening to RN Drive. There you go. What do you make of that? Banning Lycra, highly controversial. Maybe we should also ban activewear. Women wear a lot of that. So we can be fair. 0418 226 576. I want all of your comments about Lycra. Bring them in. Send them thick and fast.